So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
And good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto. How are you doing today? Hope you're well. So it's been a while since we've been live, so we thought we'd better do a quick show. And in today's show, we're just going to talk about content again, because that's what we like to talk about. And we've actually not created any content for a while. And one of the benefits of not creating content for a while is that all the content that we have already created is still out there. I mean, we see it and we get comments on it, and we've not created any for about a month. We think we've done two podcasts, something like that. And we've just been busy doing, well, living life, frankly. And we're going to talk about that in another podcast, about distracting yourself and about changing things up a little bit. But in today's session, I want to talk to you about content, because actually the fact that we've not been live for the past, I'd say, month or so, I don't know how long it's been, but it's definitely been about a month. The fact that we've not been live and yet we're still closing business from the lives that we've already done, from the content that we've already created. The content that we created 5 years ago is still being watched today. I see it on YouTube and I see those figures going up. I look at the podcasting that people download, and we've got a product coming out soon, which will show you how to make a podcast really, really quick within 2 hours or less. Hannah's come to say hello. Hannah's the dog. And so we've got that coming out later this year, which will be quite interesting for people who just want to get more content and get that content out there. So let's talk about some of the benefits as to why we create so much content, or why we have created so much content in the past, and why we're going to continue to create content. So first of all, it's visibility. I mean, we're out there constantly. We live in Spain, and yet we get people on the phone and people talk to me like they've known me for years. And the reason why they think they've known me for years is because they've seen me for years. They've seen me on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn. We don't get to speak on stage anymore. So how do you remain visible if you can't speak on stage? Well, content is the answer to that. And it will be the answer to that for a long time, until the metaverse kicks in well and truly. And I think metaverse has obviously peaked, because we're no longer in a, well, let me rephrase that. We're still in a pandemic, but people don't seem to be overly bothered about the pandemic, which is a bit weird. We're still in a pandemic, but we're not in lockdown anymore. And so the whole virtual reality thing, I think that's been and gone. That might come back at some point, but you know, let's face it, there's nothing like speaking to people face to face. But think about this. If, you know, going to networking events is great, but it's an hour there to get there. It's an hour actually there and an hour to get home. That's 3 hours. And in that 3 hours, how many podcasts could you have created where you get to speak to thousands or tens of thousands of people? And so you're going to stay visible and in front of people that you wouldn't normally be able to connect to. You know, if you live in Leeds, which is where I'm from, and you want to connect to people in London, how do you do that? You know, other than getting in a car or jumping on a train — the train costs more than the aeroplane. I can get a return flight from Spain to England than the price of a first class or a second class ticket from Leeds to London. It's very, very difficult to do. Or, do you know what? I could stay in my villa at home, or even go down to a beach and go down to one of the beach huts, which is where we're about to go next, and go create some content down there. Much nicer. So you can get in front of more people that you wouldn't normally be able to get in front of. That's why we create content, face-to-video content like this. It doesn't have to be like this. You can write content, you can type it, you can have stock footage videos with text overlaid, with music to create a scene. There's all sorts of different ways around of doing it. We like doing this. It's very direct. I can go live for 10 or 15 minutes and that's it, I'm done. And I get to speak to tens of people, hundreds of people, thousands of people over a period of time. And a period of time is what we're going to talk about next, because it lasts a long time. Now, you could go back. Let's have a look and see how many YouTube videos we've actually created. I don't know if we're 1,000 yet. We've created a lot of YouTube videos. And let me go to the right account here, have a look. And you would think that when you create a lot of YouTube videos, you get a lot of views. And sometimes you do and sometimes you don't. And we don't get that many views. But what's interesting for me is that the views that we do get are people who pay money, generally. People who have watched, you know, at least 3 or 4 videos will sign up for something at some point. Let's have a look. Videos. Where is it? I don't know where it is on Facebook, actually. On YouTube. Content, I guess. It doesn't say. I don't know why it doesn't say. But we got videos that have been uploaded, and then we've got videos that are lives, such as this one. And so we've got an awful lot. I don't know why I can't see. I think I'm just being a bit thick, quite frankly. I don't know why I can't see how many videos we've got. But we've done an awful lot of videos. And those videos get watched time and time and time again. And this is the whole point of doing it. I think there it is. It's on the homepage, Dan. We have done 1,000 videos. We've done 1,460 videos. But if you think about it, we went through a stage where we went live every single day. So that's at least one video a day. And then we'd upload other videos as well. And so that would be, maybe two or three videos. And so it's not me creating all those videos. We have a team that create the videos on my behalf, which is awesome. But being able to create this content means that we're going to be visible in front of people for a long, long time. And that's the whole point, isn't it? If you get up, drive a car for an hour, go to a networking event for an hour, drive a car home for an hour, you stood on the stage. It's like yesterday's fish and chip newspaper. Today's newspaper is tomorrow's fish and chips wrapping, isn't it? And it's the same with networking. You do need to meet people face to face, but creating content like this, you start standing on stage, at least if you're going to stand on stage and you're developing or you're delivering a speech, record it so that other people can listen to it who couldn't attend the event. And then at least you've got this content, this piece of content that's going to have some longevity, that's going to stay with you for the next couple of years. I've got content that's out there 5 years ago that people are still watching and people still ask me about. And so if that had been me on stage, I'm not getting anybody asking me about what I said on stage 5 years ago, but I'm getting asked about people, about content that I made 5 years ago because they watched it yesterday. And that's the whole point. And then one of the other really cool things here is that it builds massive amounts of credibility. Like if you're talking about creating content, then you're likely to be a person who creates a lot of content or helps other people create content. If you're a butcher and you're talking about how to cook a leg of lamb, the chances are that you're getting an incredible amount of credibility. If you're saying things like, we only cut the best choices or the best cuts of meat, I don't know what the terminology is with butchers, or plumbers or hairdressing or content creation or property, it doesn't matter. Not only are you getting visibility, not only is it going to last a long time, but it's going to build that credibility as you being an expert. And so answer some of the questions that you get asked. Like I get asked a question sometimes and I'm like, right, I'll make a podcast out of that. And the reason why I make a podcast out of it is instead of me typing away and replying to that person, I can make a 15-minute podcast, give a much more developed response, a much more in-depth response. And not only that, that person gets the response that they need, all these other people will also be able to see it, and that builds your credibility as the go-to person that we need to speak to. So for example, if you want content, then you should be speaking to us, because we create thousands of pieces of content every single month for clients up and down the country. We know what we're doing. And so creating that content gets us credibility. Our clients then post that content, we actually post it on their behalf, but they then get that credibility because they're the ones with that content. And then finally on this, because I said it was going to be a quick one, building authority is so important in 2022. Things like reviews and testimonials, you can get video reviews, video testimonials, that works really well. But building authority, which means building your presentation within the community, is vital if you want to close business. If you've got a person and they've got four people that all do the same thing and they want to buy the product, and you have four people all produce the product, okay, who's going to be the person that wins that business? Is it going to be the person with the most authority? There's a good chance of that. Is it going to be the person with the lowest price? Now, there's a good chance of that as well. But if you go too low on price, you lose authority anyway. Actually, being more expensive, and actually we're not expensive at all, so we kind of go against the grain on this, but our authority is such that people already know the type of content that we create. Now, actually, we could push those prices up a little bit, but we don't want to, one, price ourselves out of the market, and two, we want to deliver good services for a good pricing point, which I think is really important, especially in 2022. Goodness me, cost of living's gone up like just ridiculous, 10% inflation. It's just beyond ridiculous. And I think it'll be the same next year and slightly less the year after. So that's why our price is still very keen. But building a level of authority within your business over a long period of time. We had a guy, I think it was 2 years ago now, we sold a website to him. And I was like, how did you first hear of us? And he said, I saw you speak at the Property Networking Club in Manchester. And I'm like, I've not spoken there in ages. He said, yeah, I think it was about 10 years ago. We've been building authority for 10 years. And then he bought a £400 website off us. And so, you know, that's the sales cycle. That's the sales cycle. But who did he pick and choose when it came time for him to buy the website? It took him 10 years, but it came through to us. And so that's exactly why you need to be building authority as well. So look, I hope that's useful for you. We'll catch up with you in the next one, which may well be tomorrow. We actually travel to London tomorrow. God damn it. We're going into London. It's my wife's dad's birthday party. So we got that for a weekend. But it's the bloody Queen's Jubilee. I can't think of a worse weekend to travel into London, quite frankly. Anyway, we will hopefully catch up with you tomorrow. And if not, it'll be next week. But other than that, have yourselves a good one and we'll speak to you soon. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.